Hey, this is Mike Swanson. I've got Dave Skarica with me today of AddictedToProfits.net. How you doing, Dave?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Oh, it's good. It's right after the close, and it's Wednesday, and of course, the gold stocks have dropped today. The rest of the market did too, but this drop in the gold stocks has come after they essentially crashed. On Friday, gold closed below 1500, which has been support since 2011, and that sparked a lot of people selling out of gold, because anyone who's bought over the past 2 years essentially was sitting on the loss. And it appears that that selling kind of reached a crescendo and caused a crash on Monday. We saw a little bit of a bounce on Tuesday. Today, gold wasn't down, but the gold stocks were down several percent. So I'm wondering, what's your take on things now? Is there any light at the end of the tunnel yet?
Well, I think the gold stocks are just in like a liquidation right now. What you have to remember is that they're not huge companies in terms of, you know, you compare the size of the large gold companies to Apple or Exxon or the large companies just that trade in the Dow or S&P. They're actually, they're small companies, so they tend to be a little more volatile. And then, because, you know, you do have hedge funds or mutual funds that are, I'd say, just only in commodities or precious metals or that sort of thing, when you get these big moves, it makes it even more volatile, because then it's like the elephant going through the peephole where it just explodes because everyone's trying to get out at the same time. And I think really that's what's going on here in the gold stocks. Even though we've seen the price of gold in the last couple days kind of stabilize, or yesterday and today, and I think we'll probably hold that 1320, 1330 area in gold for a little while. We've seen the gold stocks continuing to fall. They're down another 5% today. And I showed you a chart just before we went on air, and it was the HUI divided by the price of the GLD. So essentially the HUI index divided by the GLD mutual fund, and showed that the HUI is now at the lowest ratio when compared to gold stocks since the beginning of the gold bull market. Gold stocks compared to gold. Like, you look, what's going on is that basically the HUI to GLD ratio is about 2.05 to 1 at the bottom in 2008. It's now 1.95 to 1. So roughly, if you do quick math, it means that gold stocks compared to the price of gold are 10% cheaper now than they were in 2008. And I'm showing you charts of like Barrick and some of these companies, and
right. They're
essentially just gone straight down. Now, like Barrick's basically down 50% since the beginning of the month. So this is really, really the kind of panic buying that you want to do right now. Like if it was coincided with, say, more weakness in gold or some fundamental backdrop that would tell you, because remember, at one point gold is going to become a bubble and the bull market will end, just like it did in tech stocks or real estate. But I don't see fundamentally the backdrop telling me that is occurring, other than the fact this is just a very, very, very severe bear market and a very, very severe correction secular bull market. And another thing I talked about with you, again, all fair in the last few days, is that if you look at the 70s, basically, gold stocks went up from 1960 to 1981 at a 21-year bull market, and they had two 60% plus corrections, one from 1968 to 1970, and the other one from 74 to 76. And I think it's just this kind of correction. And despite those two corrections, by the way, the Barron's Gold Stock Index went from 25 to over 1,000 and went up 4,000% despite two corrections of greater than 60%. So again, like, I know when people see something down 60%, they say, how can that be a bull market? But it's just the volatility and the nature of these companies that it can be. And, you know, and I think, you know, that's essentially what we're seeing.
Well, you know, I think the way I'm thinking about this is that I think these things have essentially put on a crash. And I've been looking at past crashes to get a handle on understanding it and what's likely to happen going forward. I really think the best model is to look at the 1987 U.S. stock market crash, and that crash came inside the middle of a secular bull market for the U.S. stock market that started, what, 1981 to 2000. And I think this is in the middle of a giant, you know, bull market too, in that sense. So I think this is going to be a great buying opportunity. Now, what tends to happen, though, after these crashes is you tend to usually see the market stabilize and go sideways for about 8 weeks and then and form a base and then break out of that and just go up from then on. Or, you know, these gold stocks could potentially do what they did in 2008. They fell in a similar fashion to what we're seeing now, but on the bottom, they gapped down big and had a big reversal. So if that were to happen, that could be the way they bottomed too. But even if that were to happen in the stocks, I would think that gold and silver themselves would still go sideways for several weeks. In fact, that's also what they did in 2008. The stocks made a big V bottom type thing, but gold and silver didn't do that. It went sideways and turned up in January in 2009.
Well, even with the miners, if you look at the HUI bottom of 150, and then it had a bounce to about 220, that lasted about a week or two, and then it went back down to about 170, 180 in November, about 150 in October 2008. And then after that, it went to basically, where'd it go to? It went to, then it was a 300.
Yeah, by the end of the year, yeah.
I've got it right in front of me right now. Yeah, I bought it at 150.27 in the last week of October. By the first week of November, it was at 226.72, so about a 50% rally. And then it declined back to 159.28 on a successful retest, and again, in about around Thanksgiving of 2008. And then by the end of December, it was back at 300. So this is what I would kind of see happening here. At some point, and just so you know, too, from September to late October, that 1 month, it dropped from 359 to 150. Now, remember, that was also in the middle of a stock market crash and a financial crisis. So obviously, we're not seeing that this time. So I think that, you know, we're not going to see, I we're already down 60%. So what's another, I guess, 10%, or I guess, you know, getting off down another 10%. The all-time high. It would actually just be the HUI dropping from 257, where we're close today, to 200. So actually, that wouldn't be even that big of a deal at this point. But if that follows, you know, the kind of the same similar pattern, we should bottom sometime in the next few days or week, and then see a very strong rally for a week or two, then a retest sometime probably next month in May, and then that would probably form a really significant bottom that you're talking about. And while the gold itself would probably continue like basing, say, in the 1,300 to 1,500 range, the gold stocks would probably slowly begin to move higher after this. And I think that you have to look at it this way. This is a real liquidation / selling panic. Like, again, another thing I was mentioning to you before is that the three-month average volume on American Barrett on Barrett Gold is 12 million shares a day. And it traded 53 million shares today. It's basically traded in the 50 million range each of the last four trading days. So obviously, when you see that kind of volume, that is just somebody puking up the stock, and that's just somebody selling because they're getting redemptions, or they're selling because they have a margin call. And as you mentioned to me one time, that if you look at all these large cap gold stocks like Newmont or Barrick, they're really institutionally owned. So obviously, the institutions are just dumping them right now. And I'm sure that also happened in 2008. It actually did happen in 2008.
Well, that's, you know, the thing I'm looking at. Like, before we started recording this interview, I was looking at the stocks in 2008. And, you know, in that October, they gapped down one morning. They rallied real hard for a week. And then they essentially retested the lows. However, some of them didn't really retest. They just basically went up nonstop. So, and some of them made minor lows. And so I think once the thing bottoms, we'll essentially see the same sort of thing. Some of the stocks may not really pull back. Others will. And gold itself probably won't really go up for you know, 2 months or something.
Yeah, that's kind of what I see as well. And actually, I'm looking at the 2008 chart right now. And again, you know, there are a lot of similarities. I'm looking at Barrick, for example. And it gapped down. At a day, it gapped down with about mid-October, roughly 3 or 4 days, just what we're talking about here, before the bottom, and then it kind of turned around and began to rally after that. So
another point too, I've been getting emails from people that are concerned about the broad market topping out or crashing too, or going into a bear market, and there's two thoughts I'd like to share about that. One is that at this point, these gold stocks have crashed so much already that I think you should just look at them themselves, and they're going to basically trade in their own world now. And that's what happened in 2008 too, right? They bottomed in the fall, and that was their bottom. The U.S. stock market then bottomed in March, so they got disconnected. The other thing too, though, is that I don't think the stock market's going to crash or go into a bear market. And I do think it's, you know, correcting, or hopefully it is. It's been overdue, but I don't really think it has huge downside, because the VIX is already at 17, and, you know, I just, you know, I guess if it goes to maybe 1,500 potentially, maybe it doesn't even do that.
Well, see, I think the thing about the gold stocks is, just to elaborate that more than the market, is that it's almost become like some of the European trades we made last summer, where they were so oversold and so beaten up. Like, one thing I'm doing is doing, we've talked about this too, I'm actually set up a small account to buy some stocks in Cyprus. And they, when those markets get so beaten up like that, they crash like that, they essentially take on a life of their own. And I don't think, like, the gold stocks at this point are really going to be dependent on the stock market after this. Because, okay, in 2008 they were, because when everybody had to dump everything, they dumped their gold stocks with everything else. Well, right now, these funds, or whoever has these gold stocks, whoever's getting these margin calls, are getting washed out, and they'll be washed out then, even if the stock market tops and turns lower in the summer or fall. Now, I'm with you. I still don't think we're quite in the top of the stock market or going to start a bear market. And even if we do, it's going to take a number of months for the market to top and then roll over. It's always the case at the top.
Right.
So, you know, I just think, though, even when that happens, the gold stocks have now had a washout, and the weekends are all gone, so they're not going to trade with the stock market like maybe they have the last few years. Like, they're now going to have a life of their own. And I actually think that they may get back to their traditional role, where if in the next year or two we see a major top in the stock market, the market will go down, and the gold and gold stocks will actually trade higher.
Yeah, I can see that happening, because I think one thing that could be the catalyst for that would be the bond market topping out and interest rates going up, and gold then trading of interest rates and so forth. But at this point, I just think it's like the thing in Europe, or take Greece, for example. You know, it still has a crazy low valuation, but back then, I mean, we were looking at stocks like the Hellenic Telecom with a PE of 4, and when something just gets so ridiculously cheap, it almost doesn't matter anymore what happens in the future. And and when it's not simply the price got cheap, but every potential person that owned Greece had to get out of it. All the institutional funds could no longer own it because it was considered a toxic country. And I would guess the same thing is now happening with gold, that, you know, hedge funds are being liquidated that are, you know, too invested in it and so forth, and who wants to show that they own it now?
Yeah, and I think that's exactly right. I think that's the way you have to look at these things, is that, again, they just get so cheap that they're going to take on a life of their own. And, yeah, again, you look at Barrick, because I like to use that one, because that, just as a disclosure, that's the one I've been buying. I've been buying call options on Barrick just in the last day or two, and I think that's exactly what I'm looking for. Even with some of the problems that Barrick's had on getting some of these their new mines in production, the stock is fundamentally so cheap, but at this point, who cares, right? You know, you just sell it because it's been going down, or you sell it because you have a margin call, or for whatever reason, and that's exactly what we're seeing in the sector, that nobody really cares about how things are, how cheap things are right now in the markets, or in the precious metals market. And just so you know, I think you made a good point about interest rates, and this is kind of I'll end on. I think one thing that's kind of caused this gold sell-off, and I've talked about this a bit with people, is that I noticed this tone change in the last say, 6 months of the stock market where, you know, like before the market was met with a lot of, you know, the old wall of worry where people were worried about what was going on and the economy and didn't think the market was for real. And the last few months, it's kind of changed where, like, people are talking about the housing recovery and the economy's better and then all this oil fracking making the U.S. energy independent. And you could see that the tone had changed to a more positive tone. And I think that was, like, really negative for gold. I think that's why gold didn't rally, and gold stocks didn't rally in the last 6 months, despite the fact the stock market rallied. And, you know, until then, the market and gold had kind of rallied together. And I think that if rates go up or the market begins to turn over, or you see this slowdown that seems to be happening in the economy kind of accelerate, that is also what will cause the bid for gold to start, because people will realize that this was just kind of this artificial recovery that wasn't a full-blown recovery. You know, we still have employment participation levels at 30-year lows. So I think, like, once people accept the fact there isn't really a recovery, that also will set kind of, like, you know, a fire underneath gold as well, because that's when it can kind of turn around.
Well, thanks for taking the time to talk with me and everyone else, and we'll do another update soon, and by then, probably things will be turned around.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later.
See ya.
See ya.